teaching principle. What we should inform to the people in general.
I try to remember that Lord Chaitanya, he informed that the purpose of all Vedic literatures is to acquaint people with their relationship which they've forgotten with God, to teach them how to engage themselves in that relationship, and to understand that the goal is to come to pure love of God. So when I speak, I try to bring that into it also, because we are actually speaking from Shastra. So we should acquaint people with the principles of devotional service. Tell them that they have forgotten God, that they must serve God, and practically how they can do it.
Well, they will say that we have not forgotten God. We go to church regularly, and the Mahavajans will say that we go to mosque. So why we have forgotten God?
Going to church or mosque, when we're speaking to the people, we don't discourage that they change their religion or anything.
No. Your charge is that they have forgotten God. They will answer that we have not forgotten God. We are going to church. We are going to our mosque. Why you have forgotten God?
Because they're not serving Him.
The relationship.
They're not actively serving Him. They're engaging themselves. You see, practically, that some people will say they are theists.
What is the meaning of service?
The service means a relationship of serving out of love. But people are simply serving their stomach.
If I'm got love, then why am I coming to church?
We're educating in what is God. They go to church, but they don't know. What is your idea of God? You ask them.
Whatever it may be, when I offer my prayer, I remember there is some God. I may not have clear idea. I've got my own conception of God. So, what is the answer?
There are symptoms if you... We don't discourage, as Panchajivita Maharaj says, but if you're following God, the best religion is that which develops love of God. So in your life,
that is answered. If I haven't got love for God, then why am I coming to church?
Pardon
me? No, because I've got love for God, therefore I'm coming to church. That time I could have earned some money.
Also teaching that this love is not just based on sentimentality. There is love is also practical. Just like in this world, when there is relationship between man and woman, there is a practical exchange of love. It's not simply that love is only based on words. Also, one is based on actions. We can judge how much a man is developing love by what his activities are. Now going to church
what you have found in me, that you have concluded that I have no love for God. What you have seen in me.
I have not concluded that when I speak to the person, I do not say I have concluded that you have no love of God.
You say that is your charge, but on what account you say like that? What I have done?
Because you go to church only for 1 hour all week.
Maybe.
The rest of the time is not spent serving God.
But that does not mean that I do not love God.
Well, we don't criticize your love of God, but it can be increased. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, always think of Him in whatever you do during your work, during the week. That we can teach you how to, if you like to go to church, that shows you have some affection for God. We can teach you how, wherever you are, to think of Krishna.
This is not proper answer.
If you have love of God, and we are also spreading this consciousness of love of God all over the whole world, to people who have not developed that love, then you should willingly engage yourself in supporting this work.
That we are also preaching. My friend should say, we preaching. We take also soul sometimes. If he does not believe in God, he cut his throat.
But we have also got our practice.
The Christian missionaries, they also say that we are also going all over the world. We have met so many Christians.
We have also got our work, and we show them.
How do you say that you are better than him? He there also doing it, maybe. It depends on degrees. But we are also doing it something.
If a person is having love of God, though, then his love is not simply confined to his own work. He can. You say you're having love of God. We are also spreading this movement all over the world. So God is one.
No, we are also preaching Christianity all over the world. Our number of Christians is higher than your number of devotees. Our preaching work is better than yours.
We ourselves are coming from Christian country, and we see there's no. We see that the entire society is so-called Christian, but...
Do you mean to say entire society is after you?
Pardon me?
Can you prove that the entire society is after you only?
We have got our society. It's the International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
That's all right. We have got our society. But we are also preaching. And we have got many countries. We have got devotees, Christians. Number of Christians is greater than your number of Vaishnava devotees.
So we are only requesting you to chant Hare Krishna.
Huh?
We are only requesting you to chant Hare Krishna.
That is a process only. You are requesting chant Hare Krishna, you are requesting prayer. Give us our deliverance. That is also prayer. This is chanting. And that is prayer. So there is no difference.
But when we chant Hare Krishna, we are praying to God, please let me serve you.
That is already settled. We are also serving. We are preaching Christianity.
So then is there the work we are doing, God is one, we are all serving God, then there should be no objection to assisting us in propagating this love of God all over the world. You're already saying that...
No, what is the love of God? That is already answered. That we have also love of God.
If you love someone, what are you doing? What is the aspect of your personal life?
What we are not doing. What you are doing.
Our engagement is 24 hours.
That may be. One may be... engage 24 hours and maybe engage for 8 hours. That does not mean you cannot say that I have no love for God.
Predicted in the Shastra that this method of chanting the holy name of God will be accepted by everyone in the world.
Oh, that may be in your Shastra.
So we are...
But what is the extra thing? You are chanting the Shastra. We also go to the church and sing hymns also.
The fact is you do not know God is. You do not know how God works. So,
no, I know in my own way.
That is not sufficient. We should develop, become educated.
But what is the use of having sufficient? What is the distinction? That you have got sufficient love and therefore there is
the distinction. Well, I may not have sufficient love, but one who does, he'll increase everywhere.
But then you have no sufficient love, you cannot preach. Why you are preaching for me? you just show me example.
You may be a very good example, but we see most of the Christians do not even follow the teachings. So for example,
here you have come to the real point. Here he has come to the point. That is the point. If you love God, then why you disobey his order? That means you do not love him. That is the real point. It is that you love God for getting something from him. But we do not love God for getting something. This is another point. But the first point is this. This is a very important point. That if you love God, why you are becoming disobedient to the orders of God? That is the most important.
If the man says, I am Muslim, how you can say I'm disobedient to the laws of God? I am following my own religion.
Huh?
I am a Muslim. No. I am not disobedient.
Then we shall come to the Muslim next. First of all, let us talk with the Christian.
He also says he's allowed to kill animals.
Huh?
We're always arguing with them. They say they are following. They're allowed to kill animals.
I'm accepting Christ, therefore I am saved.
Hmm?
I am accepting Christ, therefore I am saved. I am following closely Christianity.
No. If you love God, then why you are disobeying his order? That is my charge, firstly. God says, thou shalt not kill. But why you are killing? This is the charge I give to the Christian.
Yes, you always do that.
Yeah. There they are captured.
But everybody is killing.
Hare Krishna.
Killing. Vegetables are also alive.
Everyone, we're not talking of everyone. We're talking of you. You love God, you know. So why you are killing? Killing, there is open declaration, thou shalt not kill. So you are deliberately disobeying. Then what is the problem?
Even if I become vegetarian, still I will be.
No, that is not question. God says that you shall not kill. But you are killing. Where is your love? You cannot argue with God. Then you do not love. You cannot put your argument, logic, what God has said I must do. That is love.
But God did not mean us not to eat.
Huh?
God did not mean us not to eat. We must eat.
God did not. That means you have to eat only meat. You have nothing to eat.
But if you eat a plant, it is also killing.
That is your argument. But the God says that thou shall not kill. You cannot argue. This is the first error. Suppose if I say something to order, you cannot argue. That is not obedience. Obedience means without argument, that's all. That is obedience. That is love.
The other important point is that we love God not for getting some reward.
Hmm?
You say that. The other important thing is that this person who is
is very pious, claims to be pious, but he approaches God for material reward.
Yeah, that is business. That is not love. I go to somebody, I flatter him, well, to get something. Just like a shopkeeper does also like that. He'll flatter the customer in so many ways to sell goods so that he can make some profit. So there is no question of love.
But I'm a vegetarian, I do not eat meat.
I don't kill.
I do not kill.
Oh, therefore I'm a better Christian. Better than you. Love. Therefore the Bhagavad is perfect. Bhagavad says that, Bhagavad Gita says, Krishna says that patram pushpam phalam toyam yumi bhakta abhijit. So we are obeying Krishna. We offer patram pushpam phalam toyam. And we eat the remain of the food stuff. Therefore, we love, that is the proof. But you are not loving Krishna, Jesus Christ, because you are disobeying God.
How disobeying if the person says, I am vegetarian, I do not kill? I am a Christian, but I am vegetarian. I do not kill animals.
Well, then you are all right. But they put forward the argument that you are also killing vegetables. Then how can kill vegetables? Now Krishna, the thing is that we must eat something. And vegetables also have got life. The nature's way is that one living entity is eating another living entity. It may be animal or it may be vegetable. The question is the obedience to the order of God. So, when Jesus Christ says that thou shalt not kill, it means bigger animals. Killing is applied from dictionary. If I kill a man, if I kill an animal, then this word is used. So he meant like that, and that is very reasonable. Because I am eating another living entity, that does not mean I can eat another man. So therefore Krishna has specifically mentioned patram pushpam phalam toyam yimi bhakta abhijit. But after we have to eat. And if you take that all killing is the same, even by ordinary law, if I kill one tree and if I kill one man, does it mean it is of the same degree? Even taking killing a blood. So there are comparative. But it is also necessity that we must eat something. Therefore, here, perfect thing in the Bhagavad Gita, that he says that you offer me. Offer me means the after my eating you shall eat. Jagyasishtasino santa mucchanti sarukyasa. Even by killing vegetable, you are also as sinful as killing animal. But because we offer to Krishna, therefore you are not sinful. Krishna wants it. Just like Krishna wanted Arjuna to fight and kill the other party. Therefore Arjuna is not infected with the sin. So here Krishna is asking, give me this food stuff. And Krishna knows that I will eat the remnants of the food stuff. So I am not responsible. We have no very much study of the Muslim. But instead of criticizing others, better we shall preach our own cult. But if there is occasion when somebody attacks, then we should be prepared. But our positive business should be to inform people what is the nature of God, as they are stated in Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam.
When we run into those people, Muslims, sometimes we run into Muslims, Jains, Christians, and usually what we do is we approach them on the basis of our welfare work, because we have got our work where we are feeding persons in Mayapur. We are doing different opening schools. So we approach them that God is also one. There's one God. And we are doing work for bringing all the people to God. In Mayapur, we are feeding so many Muslims every day.
Yeah, that is good preaching. But when there is argument, when somebody says, you should be prepared to argue. Stop. We shall go another round.
All dressed in shiny saffron. He is dressed in black. He looked like Nescience, and you look like the sunshine standing next to him. He's wearing all this black with a little bit of red trimming on it. Looked like nighttime. You by his example. We have got our Pope. He is our example of what Christianity is. He is the head of Christian order, and he himself is eating meat. Now, how you can say he is not the best Christian? He is the head of all the Christians.
But that means you are foolish, and Pope is also foolish. If he does not follow the orders of Jesus Christ, then how he becomes a Pope? Therefore, you are foolish. You have elected some foolish, another foolish man as your Pope. That should be the right answer. But if he does not follow Christ, how he becomes Pope?
He is not killing. He is not killing.
Then why he's appointed as head? He must order. Otherwise, if you are not following Pope, then you are not Christian. He does not kill, then you should not kill. And why does he not order?
He himself is eating meat, so it must be all right.
Huh?
He himself is eating meat, so it must be all right.
Then how is Pope?
But he is knowing what Christianity is the best, therefore he is in charge. He says it is all right to eat meat.
Now, first of all, how can you elect him as in charge?
All the
then
popes for hundreds of years, they've all eaten meat.
There are hundreds of years, you are fool, therefore you are intelligent. Does it mean?
But when Jesus said, thou shalt not kill, he meant humans. He did not mean animals.
Oh, but that is your interpretation.
But that is also their interpretation.
Jesus was a shepherd,
Lord,
and there were many, many sheep. What did they do with all the sheep?
They eat.
They must.
That is your inference.
What else in the middle of desert countries?
Otherwise,
Babylon, Israel is all desert country. What will they do with sheep? They are not making wool coats.
Then why, as Hassan said, thou shalt not kill? Then hypocrisy. Then you reject Jesus complete. He's a hypocrite. Yes, that is the problem. How can you follow a hypocrite? Is that all right?
Yes.
If Jesus Christ himself killed animal and he says, thou shalt not kill, then he is a hypocrite. Then he cannot preach. He is a hypocrite. You are bringing Christ for condemnation. But how a hypocrite can be the head, or can be a religious man, or can be...
It is not that we are saying he is a hypocrite.
Huh? He's proving.
He himself, the Christian, is saying that Jesus Christ is a hypocrite.
Yes.
So why is he following?
Yes.
They still eat the sheep.
The main thing they usually say is that kill means murder.
Hmm?
That shall... And actually, that man, Bhaktivedanta Manor, that priest, he said the original Hebrew, the word, it means murder. So this is an instruction to mankind not to murder, but it is not, but they have other places in the scripture where they point out that the animal was allowed for man to eat. So they just murder. Showing us their scripture.
Well, it is said it is murder.
Yes, thou shalt not murder, that it's been changed to kill.
Originally it was murder.
That's what that priest said to you in Bhaktivedanta Manor.
No, he may say, oh, what was previously, we are not concerned. But you have left already Jewish Old Testament. You have got New Testament. You are not Jewish. So why do you bring that Jewish? For your defense. You have already rejected it.
But they say we accept both Old and New Testament. Mm-hmm. They say we accept Old and New Testament. The Christians do not say we only have New Testament. They say we accept the Old and the New.
Then why you have changed?
Why you changed?
Because the Old Testament never mentions Christ, but the New Testament is all about
then
Christ.
Then it is they rejected. If you have changed the tenets of Old Testament, that means you have rejected.
No, not change. In Old Testament, the Messiah, he is predicted. But activities of the Messiah, they are not for.
The question is, in Old Testament, you say that there was the word murder. Why you have changed? You accept Old Testament or reject?
Except the statement should be murder, he says.
Huh?
It should be murder.
But why it is killed?
Why doesn't it not...
Wrong translation.
Wrong translation.
Yes.
They are fools, all set up fools. You see one thing and write one thing. Then you are not perfect. Brahm Pramad. You commit mistake. Therefore, you are in instruction is useless. Useless. Because you commit mistake. Therefore, your instruction is useless. And that actually they are doing. As it is suitable, they are changing the world somehow. They are useless. Things which are changeable, that cannot be accepted as scripture. Scriptural injunction means you cannot change. Just we accept the Vedic scripture, but don't change it. That example I have given many times. Because Lord Buddha wanted to change the Vedic literature, therefore he rejected. Although Lord Buddha is so, we worship him as incarnation, but he was rejected. You cannot change. Immediately you are rejected.
Since they were arguing with me, they said, God has given us the pig to eat. Said, God has given us the pig to eat.
Oh, it is said in the Bible?
No.
Then where is this nonsense? How you can say? Actually, Christians cannot eat any meat because the word is thou shalt not kill.
Christ himself, he was distributing fish to the hungry, to the poor. He gave out so much fish.
That is my support.
We do not kill the fish either. We simply purchase it in the supermarket.
Yes. Directly, fish, as soon as taken from the water, he dies. And Christ, then how can you support Christ that if he has done killing business himself and he instructs others not to kill?
Same point. Does that mean that you are calling Jesus Christ a hypocrite?
A hypocrite.
Who is calling him a hypocrite? Us or you?
You want to support your sinful activities by proving Christ as hypocrite. This is your business. You are such a Christian. And your love for Christ is such. That we have to follow the instruction of the superior. Even if he acts something against the instruction, you should not follow it. You have to follow his words. You cannot imitate his action. That is real obedience. If he has done something against his instruction, you should know there might have been some particular occasion he has done it. But we are not concerned with that. We are concerned with his order. That is obedience. He has not ordered me to do this thing. So my duty is what he has ordered to me. That is my only duty. What he has done in particular occasion, that is not my duty to see. Just like there is a Bengali verse. Yadyapi Nityananda Shunibari Jai, Tathapiyo Sri Amar Nityananda Rai. That Shunibari means wine shop, where wine is distilled or sold. That is called Shunibari. Those who are wine sellers, they are called Shuni. So, I see that Nityananda is going to a wine shop. So, if I say, oh, Nityananda is now spoiled, he's going to wine shop. No, we should not see that. We should know Nityananda is pure. If he is going to Shunibari, wine shop, he has some business. But because he is going to the Shunibari, he is not polluted. I shall not follow. And because Nityananda has got Shunibari, therefore I shall go. Krishna dances with young girls, others, wives, others. That doesn't mean I shall imitate them. What Krishna has said, we have to follow that. That's all. Krishna never said that you also dance like me, Rasa. Have you said anywhere? Then how can you do that? Whatever he does, he has got purpose. His work is all right. But I cannot imitate his work. The example is given that the sunshine is soaking urine. Can you imitate that? You drink urine? So, Tejiyo Sang Nadosaya. If Christ has done something, he is Lord Jesus Christ. He might have done it for some purpose, but we cannot follow that. We have to follow what he has ordered. That's all.
Argument being that Christ has said, thou shalt not kill. That is one of 10 commandments. 10 commandments are social codes for how the people are to live. Now, the people that are Christ's disciples, they're all fishermen. His whole community is fishermen and sheep herders. They're always, he is having fishermen community. So he did not mean for them to give up their engagement. They were all living as fishermen. He told them, thou shalt not kill. Therefore, we can only conclude that Christ meant thou shalt not kill other human beings, because he was coming at a time teaching principles how to live with each other.
No, we don't allow to comment or interpret on the words. That we cannot allow. You cannot interpret in that way in your own logic. That is not allowed.
But we say that when Christ said, thou shalt not kill, and you say it refers all living beings, we say that is your interpretation. Mm-hmm. Because Christ is coming to teach fishermen. He did not tell, he never told them to give up their occupation. They continued to live as fishermen, continued to live as sheep herders. He knew the killing was going on. Therefore, his statement, thou shalt not kill, must refer to human beings, because he was living in the community. He was teaching by his example.
I can say, why not to the animals? You can eat fish only. Then I will have books like that. If Christ allowed the fishermen to fish, so then you can fish. Why you are killing cows? That will be my argument. If you are actually following Christ, all right, you can take fish, but why you are killing animals and other animals? Why you are going that because Christ has killed some, allowed some fish killing, therefore everyone should be killed? What is this nonsense? You follow strictly all right, fish killing.
What is the difference between fish killing and goat killing?
And then everyone will say, what is the difference between animal killing and man killing?
There's a big difference between animal killing.
Why is big difference?
If a man goes into the road, he runs over a dog, there will not be so much punishment. But if a man goes into the road, he runs
that over... That you have meant, your loss. You have meant that if you kill a man and if you kill an animal, that is not equal. That is your loss. But that does not mean when it is said,
that is made for
thou shalt not kill. This is no argument.
That is
law was made for some reason. Mm-hmm. Because human being and animal are not on equal level. Human being has soul, but animal does not.
Don't even interpret it. Oh yeah, that is actually...